Blog Talk Radio.
Dreaded sports talk.
Sports Talk Network.
Good evening, everyone. This is Ken from Jersey. Looks like I'm flying solo again here on Dreaded Sports Talk, another Tuesday night edition. The good captain must be still out getting all his rum together for tonight's show. I'll just keep things going until he gets here, and we'll have a full show of spirited sports talk. Let's start off tonight with the sport that I follow, because I don't care a damn about basketball. Let's go to hockey. We started with hockey last week, and game that just ended, the Devils, who were trailing 1-0, come back with a pretty solid effort in Philadelphia, take a 4-1 victory in Philadelphia, and that evens that series up at 1-1. I think that's going to go, my prediction is it's going to go 7 games, and I hate to root for the Devil. Actually, I hate to root for the Flyers, too, so I really don't care who wins. As long as my team advances, I guess for my Ranger team purposes, I'd rather see the Flyers win, because we haven't lost to the Flyers in 2 years. So that would be nice to keep that streak going in the playoffs. But a pretty nice effort for the Devils, who were actually down one of their big offensive guns tonight, Ilya Kovalchuk. He was a scratch tonight. Good road win. Now they're tied 1-1, 1-1, and they go back to Prudential Center in Newark on Thursday night, and then game 4 would be Sunday night. Flyers are a hot team. I believe they weren't better than Pittsburgh, but they were hot at the time, and as I said last week, when it comes to the NHL, if you're the hot team coming down the stretch, you're going to have a good playoff run, because it doesn't matter what you did in October or November. If you're hot when the playoffs are on, you're going to advance. Many teams have won the President's Trophy for the best record in hockey, and only to get eliminated in the early rounds of the playoffs. And this is a good year to actually point that out, because you have Vancouver, who was the top team in the league, and they were eliminated in the first round. He had a powerful Detroit team that was eliminated in the first round. He had a equally powerful Penguin team eliminated in the first round. You see the pattern here. It's not what you did for me during the season. It's how hot when you finished up the year. The other series is also even one game apiece. You have the Rangers and the Washington Capitals. Rangers took a 3-1 victory in game one and then went down to defeat 2-1 yesterday on home ice, where the Capitals evened up the series at one apiece, and now they go back to Landover tomorrow night. Rangers played a decent game. Lundqvist has gave up one goal, and it's been a tight-checking, non-explosive offensive series. And a big shocker from the Capitals' standpoint was Alex Ovechkin only played 18 minutes last night. He hasn't been playing well, and Washington coach tried to shake things up a little bit, and I guess if you're going to shake them up, you go with your top player, trying to, you know, get him a little fired up. And 18 minutes for him, that's usually like a period and a quarter for him. So he's going to more than likely be pretty fired up when he comes out Thursday night. The Rangers are going to have to keep an eye on him, because when he's on, he's a powerful player, but his numbers have actually tailed off a little bit each of the last three seasons. So I don't know what you're going to get out of him, but hopefully Washington's hoping the benching will kind of spur things on a little bit and light a fire under his butt. Out in the West, we have one of the lower-seeded teams, the L.A. Kings, again, showing the theory with the hot goaltender in James Quick. He's been playing lights-out goaltending. He's a Vezina Trophy candidate. I still think Lundqvist will get it, but this guy doesn't get the notoriety because he plays for the Kings. Not exactly, L.A.'s not exactly a hockey town. And most of the teams are located on the East Coast. You don't hear or see much of the Kings. Their games are late. You see scores in the paper. You really don't identify with any of the Kings players. But this guy's playing real well, and they have a lead in that series, 2-0. My prediction is I think the hot goaltender is going to take them right through into the finals. I think they'll get by this series, and I think they'll you'll see the LA Kings in the Stanley Cup Finals. I think the Phoenix Coyotes are just riding the crest. I don't think they're that good. I don't think the Predators are that good. I think both these teams were hot, eliminated the better team, and this is what you got now. You have what I think is a weaker Western Division. So I feel pretty safe, pretty confident in saying that the Stanley Cup champion will come from the Eastern Conference this year. Only time will tell. We're going to take a little quick break here. I get some more information together. I'm going to play a song from a friend of mine who I just saw her and her band play down at the Spring Fling in Wildwood, New Jersey. Her name is Dani Hoy. We've had her on the show before. Her new CD, Tropigal, is out, and it's a fabulous CD. I just got my copy and actually had a chance to sit down and listen to it in depth without, you know, being interrupted and hearing it all the way through. It's a really good CD. I'm going to play the title cut off the CD. It's called Tropigal. This is Tropigal by Dani Hoy. We'll be back on Dreaded Sports Talk in a minute.
Job on weekends to save a little Yeah, I'm on. So what's happening, Ken? What's happening, Ken? It sounded like Danny Hoy. Was that?
That was Danny Hoy.
Yeah,
that was a Tropic Gal. Yes.
Yes, indeed. As everyone knows, the good captain's always out trying to take over a new ship or all kind of weird stuff like that. But nonetheless, here we are. I don't know what's been going on so far, but I don't know if you've heard this particular thing. If people don't realize they're listening to Dreaded Sports Talk right here on Ship to Shore Radio, here is a good reminder of that. This is Ship to Shore Radio. You've been listening to Ken from Jersey. As now the captain has arrived, and always the ship is in good hands. We'll be back in 22 seconds.
Ship to Shore, Ship to Shore Radio. It's Ship to Shore Radio. And you're listening to Dug Up. Dug Up. Digging it up. Dug Up. On Ship to Shore Radio.
Dreaded Sports Talk.
Dreaded Sports Talk Network.
Yeah, so Ken, man, I don't even know what you've been kind of discussing with everyone prior to this moment, but there's something really sticking in my head that I just, and it concerns the NFL. Do you mind if you switch gears here and jump right on this thing?
Okay,
and,
yeah, go ahead. I was just going to give a quick hockey roundup. We didn't touch football or anything yet.
Well, you know what? Hockey, tuck it. Right now. No, but do you realize how big a quarterback controversy has happened in two major cities in the NFL? I mean, everyone knows about the Tebow Sanchez dynamic, but I got to ask you, what were the Shanahans thinking and Daniel Snyder when they chose? Well, they chose two quarterbacks in the first round, two guys who could very well be starters in any city, in any other football team in the NFL. I don't understand it. Why would they get the fellow from Michigan State and Robert Griffin III? I mean, heaven forbid they have Rex Grossman. Everybody knows he's the world's greatest quarterback. Not. Did you think about that?
I was shocked when I saw that. That's just looking for trouble. You get the number two pick, you get this franchise quarterback. I understand you want to have somebody there to push him a little bit, but do you waste another first-round pick on a guy that just to push somebody? You know, I don't see. And I agree with you with the Jets situation. That's just disaster waiting to happen because if the first bad game Sanchez has, you're going to have the 80,000 people at the Meadowlands chanting for Tebow, and you're going to have a repeat of what happened in Denver. And you know how that worked out.
Yeah, and it worked out in Peyton Manning showing up there, which I'm still telling you, you're going to watch out for the Denver Broncos this year because they had a good defense as it was before, but from what I'm understanding right now, Tim Tebow is not missed, not one iota. Because Peyton Manning's there, and they say that he is just as good as he was before. His arm strength is nearly back. His accuracy is unbelievable, and of course his work ethic is there. But you see, here's the thing: in Washington, they don't have Peyton Manning, so I guess they need to stockpile. Maybe they'll take the best of Rex Grossman and put together with the potential of RG3 with the unknown Michigan State quarterback, and from there they'll come up with something good. I don't know, but that's – so when you first heard about that pick, what was the first thing that came to mind for you?
I was just saying, what are they thinking? They need all the picks they can get. You're taking two picks on two quarterbacks so early, especially drafted the guy that's going to be your franchise quarterback. I don't get it. They really haven't explained the reasoning. I was in shock. That's why the Redskins are the Redskins.
The Shanahan thing is, Mike Shanahan said he couldn't help himself because your quarterback was available. Well, you should have helped yourself. You should have just kept going. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever for any reason. Okay? I don't get it. But it's been done now, and you can expect some problems. Speaking of quarterbacks, to hear that Vince Young is being recruited heavily by the Buffalo Bills?
I was just going to bring that up, and that's another thing I don't understand. They just gave the guy there, Fitzpatrick, a lot of money. They just signed him to a big deal, and now you're going to bring this guy in? And this guy's just been bad news wherever he's gone. He's a not a good team guy. It's all about me, all about me. It's just another move that baffles me.
He cries a lot too. Why don't you just tell him the truth, Ken? He has a mangina. That's what it is. That's what I believe. So everybody, if you're wondering where I've been and where Ken and I have been, we've been around, but sometimes in this world, everybody has little things they have to do, especially when you're scouting new ships and territories and things to take over. But as far as sports concerned, I think this is going to be a pretty good year for all the specific sports. And everyone knows in the springtime there comes this period of time where it gets kind of dead for a while. It's not going to happen this year. There are a lot of intriguing things going on in baseball. In hockey, which I'll give Ken an opportunity to run back over here shortly, and then football, well, at least on the OTAs and everything right now. So, but let's talk baseball for a second, my friend. What is the most intriguing story to you in baseball right now?
I would probably say the Angels' lack of success. I mean, they're having a little bit of success now because they're playing the Twins. And they're actually up again 3-0 tonight. But with Pujols batting, I think he's 0-2 tonight. He's done like .214. All that money they spent, actually a lot of the teams, they spent a truckload of money and they're not getting any results. And with Texas just bolting out to all these wins, they're almost playing for a wild card if they don't start winning soon. And also Miami was another team that was supposed to be, Ozzie Guillen. Ozzie always finds a way to screw things up. I just think he's another jinx. They've been a big failure so far. I mean, it's early. It's just going on. It's just May 1st, but they spent a lot of money, promoted that team, the new park, the whole thing, and right now they're in last place. They're 8-14, only 5.5 games back, but when you spend that much money, you don't want to be 8-14 at any point in the season.
Yes, well, that's really funny. The thing that was most on my mind was exactly what you brought up, the Angels, especially Pujols. Maybe that's why you shouldn't give someone so much money. Perhaps so, but then another story that's probably the second biggest story for me is the Baltimore Orioles. What's wrong with them? They're trying to say the Orioles are for real. No, they aren't. They started off great last year, too. What happened?
Yeah.
Toronto and Baltimore and all. Yeah. I think it's going to end. In the end, I don't think that the Red Sox, although they will get things together eventually, they have too many problems. You're not going to see them in first or second place. It's all about the Rays and the Yanks this year and the American League East. That's just what I think.
The Rays just took a little bit of a blow today. Evan Longoria is out 6 to 8 weeks with a hamstring tear.
Yeah, he's not the only guy on that team, though. Do you remember a couple seasons ago when they were counting on Manny Ramirez, and then, of course, he turned out to be a drug cheat, just like a stupid Roger Clemens, which we'll touch on here shortly. Yeah, I just think the Rays will win. Yes, I said it. Will win the East. Not the Yankees. They spend too much. The evil empire has spent way too much money. And they have too much money. Enough money to make the equipment manager for the Tampa Bay Rays disappear to where they might show up a game and not have equipment to play and have to borrow, like, Little League stuff. I don't know. They'll come up with something to keep the Rays from winning the East. But yeah, so that's what's going on in the East. Out West, as usual, I was telling everyone, I just believe the Texas Rangers have way too much. They're playing too good, and even though Josh Hamilton's out right now, Texas, is the team to beat in the West. The Angels are 9 games back already. Can you believe that? 9 friggin' games.
Yeah. Texas actually lost tonight in a walk-off homer after the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Probably I look at the Angels going to win. Angels are what, 4-0 over my team, so that's not good.
Then you look out the American League Central, and, of course, you see right now Cleveland and Detroit and the White Sox. Here's the thing. The White Sox, the thing that's keeping them in games and keeping them up there is pitching, okay? Of course, Adam Dunn, he's returned to his softball, beer-drinking softball prowess. But for the most part, who do you call in the Central, American League Central?
I think the Tigers will eventually win it. I don't feel as strong. At the beginning of the season, I thought the Tigers were going to be a powerful team. But the pitching is suspect. I mean, Porcello's been pitching really bad. Scherzer's been playing bad. Fister's out. I think he's due back. And even Verlander hasn't been ultra sharp. And in the games he's pitched, he's had some bad luck. He's had a couple bad innings. He's actually left games with leads, and the bullpen blew it. I thought they got really lucky last year when Valverde had that, 40-plus save season. I just didn't think he was that good. And it's starting to show now. But the rest of the division, I don't like the White Sox. I don't like the Indians. The Twins are going nowhere. They're almost going to win by default.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you may be right, my friend. I got to tell you, though, Detroit, in the end, people picked them to win the World Series. They did. They said, well, they just bought a World Series. No, they didn't. What they bought was more trouble because they still live in Detroit. And I'll tell you right now, as soon as Prince Fielder starts hitting all those Coney Islands and eating all those Coneys late at night, he's just going to get bigger and bigger, and he won't be able to run around the bases. That's my theory, but for real, though, the Cleveland Indians, people are trying to say they're for real. I don't think so. I'll be in Cleveland in a couple of weeks, and we'll see whether they're any good or not. We'll see. I don't know. I can't buy their whole lineup saying that they can sustain it throughout the year. Remember last year, Cleveland looked like they were the surprise team, and they end up being the non-surprising team because they did what you always knew they were going to do. They lost.
Yeah, I don't believe in Cleveland. I don't think much of them.
Yeah. So, Cleveland, nah. I mean, they might as well go ahead and make a Major League 3.5 or something like that. Real quickly, the Major League, the baseball movie that you enjoyed more than any of them all time, what would that be?
Hmm. Well, probably Major Leagues with Charlie Sheen and Bob Uecker. I got a kick at that. Pedro Serrano.
Yeah, that's a pretty good. I think that was a to me, I enjoyed it. I thought it was lots of fun. I didn't really. Bull Durham, nah. This is a classic, not for me. What about The Natural? Did you ever see that one?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I saw.
I'm not a big movie person, and if I do watch movies, it's usually a comedy. So that's why, you know, I made sure I saw Major Leagues.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I used to make sure I watched that movie at least two or three times during baseball season because it's so friggin' funny. And Carmen Burnson's in it, and it's just a good thing. But as you can tell, we're just rambling on this evening. The good captain's been kind of busy in the galley for a little while here. So Ken's been carrying things on, and we're here for a little while longer this evening. But tell your friends, tell everyone that not only are we going to be like every week on Dreaded Sports Talk again, but there's rumor that Ship to Shore Radio itself, the program, is coming back on the network of Ship to Shore Radio. And on good authority, just to let you know, yes, there actually are going to be freshly designed as of today, Dreaded Sports Talk t-shirts. So we'll be talking to you about that. Hopefully, or we'll find some cause for you guys to push or to support, probably our pockets, but we'll let you know a little later. But they are actually will be Ship to Shore hats, koozies, and t-shirts available. No, there won't be Ship to Shore and Dreaded Sports Talk bikinis or none of that. I wouldn't want anyone who likes the tropical music style to walk around with Ship to Shore on their booty, like those women who walked around with pink on their butts. You know, we're not going to go that far. Yeah. But there might be t-shirts that says Ship to Shore Radio and on the back, dot, 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 make me a sandwich. That might work. But just the same, there are no commercials on this program. We do take breaks from time to time, and right now isn't one of them. We're going to go back to the National League program here shortly. We just talked about the American League. Here's another thing, man. Back to the quarterback situation. This just blows my mind. I mean, are they crazy in Oakland? First of all, your starter is Carson Palmer, and now they bring Matt Leinart in. I mean, really? Are they trying to, like, have – did they think that all, you know, University of Southern California quarterbacks are going to make it in the pros? No, okay? So far, I want you to name one quarterback from the University of Southern California who did really, really well in the NFL for an extended period of time. I'm waiting because you can't find one. Think about that one, Ken. Mm-hmm. Think about those great quarterbacks that came out of Southern Cal. Where are they? To me, I think the young kid that's there now, when he comes out next year, the quarterback of Southern Cal, he may be the one to break the mold. I truly believe that. For the time being, all these Heisman winners, they've been busts. Carson Palmer, he was good for a moment. But now he's just kind of wilted into obscurity. He sucks, okay? He really does. But what do you think about that combination to have Matt Leinart backing up Carson Palmer?
Matt Leinart shouldn't be backing up anybody. He should be looking for a job outside of football.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for him last year. He got his chance. He was going to get probably his last chance. Well, maybe not these guys signed him, but probably his last chance at starting and actually showing something. And he got hurt, I think it was the first quarter of the first game after Matt Schaub went down. That's his history. He's hurt all the time. And when he does play for, like, short periods of time when he's not injured, he's just not that impressive.
Yeah, the only thing he was impressive, I understand, is in the hot tub, but I'm not a woman, so I couldn't tell you any better. But no, but for real, though, I hear that he's really good at partying, and that's his problem. He just can't stop partying. And then he had a kid, too. Most football players and professional athletes, they have children that kind of calms them down and keeps them out of clubs and all that stuff. And they reflect and they all of a sudden have something to play for. And to be quite honest, Ken, I thought Matt Leinart, once his girlfriend had a child and he became a father, that was going to calm them down and he would pay attention and go to practice and all the stuff, but it didn't seem to really work for him, and then getting injured and all of that. Who knows? But I just squarely don't believe that Oakland has secured their quarterback situation. In fact, let's try and make a point next week, go team by team and dissect quarterbacks, and then maybe the week after that talk about the running backs and go position by position or offensive lines. And you being the great fantasy participant that you are, you'll be able to tell them why Drew Brees is
the greatest quarterback of all, greatest fantasy quarterback of all time.
And Arian Foster
is the greatest running back of all.
Yeah, see, I caught you off guard with that one, but it's true. Arian Foster, I have a great deal of respect for him. I watched some of his highlights this weekend, and yeah, wow, I actually didn't even know. Speaking of running backs, Steven, yes, we're just going all over the map today, and we don't care because it's our show. We do what the hell we want to do. So we're going to flip-flop. Cleveland Browns. The reason this is for Amo Bennett, you know, here's the thing. The Cleveland Browns with Quentin Richardson is he the running back that can either have Peyton Hillis, and he's gone now and all of that, but is Richardson the guy that can finally bring the blue collar back to the Cleveland Browns? Do you think they have a new quarterback too, plus Colt McCoy. Do you think that there may be enough of a youth movement to do something for them? Do you think it'll change at all?
It's got to help. I think he's a good running back. I mean, again, you got to do it in the NFL. It's different in college, although Alabama is pretty, you know, they run a pro-style offense, and it shouldn't be a big adjustment for them. I still think they may try and pull some kind of trade and unload Colt McCoy, because you know this kid they drafted from Oklahoma State, he's not a young rookie who's going to sit on the bench for a couple years and learn. If I remember correctly, he's 28 years old now.
That's correct. He's going to start now. Yeah.
You're not going to pay Colt McCoy all that money to sit on the bench.
No. Speaking of people sitting on the bench, do you remember, if you can probably name out, the Notre Dame quarterback who was the backup to Tim Tebow at Denver?
Oh, Brady Quinn.
That's right. Brady Quinn, he was supposed to be such a great pro quarterback. No, it hasn't happened. Because a lot of those fellows is laying around not doing well. Well, so which brings me to, in Miami, since Dan Marino, they've had nothing but pedestrian quarterbacks since then, and they think that Tannehill might finally be the guy. I'm thinking no. I mean, how many people realize that Tannehill was a wide receiver until his junior year?
Yeah, I don't know where the Dolphins are going with that one. I guess that was their best option at the time, but I don't know. If he does anything, it'll be a surprise to me.
Yeah, they would have done better getting Alex Smith from the 49ers, which I still wish when the 49ers went after Peyton Manning, I would have loved for Alex Smith to have just signed with the Dolphins. That's the 49ers out there. I mean, it would have been a huge oops. But it didn't happen. That would have been rich. That would have been a lot of fun. But
I did see some Brett Favre news actually today. He actually has to testify in that in New York in that court case with the texting he did a couple years ago. I guess it was two seasons ago now with the massage therapist and the Jets. But he was texting the. Yeah, he's got to. I guess he was hoping to get the thing dropped and have this all like just swept under the rug, but it's not happening, and he's going to have to go rehash all that again. I bet his wife probably loves that.
Yeah, Brett's going to be out lonely in the tractor, sleeping in the barn for a while. Good thing they don't have sheep on the farm. No, but I can't go there. But the thing is, I saw that same article, and why can't he just pay like $1 million? And he's got the money. Just put it in a fund or something that draws interest, and just pay $1 million. But no, because I'm going to bring something up. How many people remember that Peyton Manning, Mr. Squeaky Queen, he was embroiled in a huge, hardcore, he was brought up in a scandal in the University of Tennessee. He allegedly sexually harassed the female trainers by putting his jock strap in their face, all the stuff, you know. I don't even know if you remember that or not.
No, I don't.
See, that's the whole point of it all. It happened. But obviously, somebody paid them, and it just went away. It went away. So, Brett Favre, for as much money as you have, you should have made it just go away. But you didn't. And now, not only is this going to come out in court, your wife just now started giving you some again, and now you're going to have to go and sleep on the couch again. I mean, all you had to do was quietly make it go away. I mean, you're worse than Roger Clemens and his little thing with Mindy McCreary, who is just a weird woman. But so, as in the tradition of tonight's show of just skipping around since we didn't have a chance to have a production meeting, I will have to say that Roger Clemens, to me, what he did is worse than Barry Bonds. Why? Barry Bonds didn't lie about steroids. He did not. He says, I did not knowingly take them. That's true. He didn't knowingly know that he took them because he didn't take them. Somebody gave it to him. But in Roger Clemens, you cannot go to Congress. You cannot lie to congressmen. You know why? It takes a liar to know a liar. And everybody in Congress is a bunch of big fat liars. So if anyone can scope out a lie,
they found him out quick.
Yeah, only we get to lie, Roger. No, but seriously, though, Roger Clemens, here's the thing. Barry Bonds, not only did his head get big from steroids, he had a huge ego, but he never denied it, okay? And he even showed some humility. Barry Bonds did. He cried when we were at the Giant Stadium and came up to the broadcasting booth and all of that. He knows the people in San Francisco loved him, okay? Here's a question for you that people may not realize. Roger Clemens, did they like him in Toronto? They loved his stats. He was a prick. New York, they love Roger Clemens? No, they loved his stats because he was a prick. When he played for Boston, you remember how that ended? It didn't end so well. Houston, what happened there? What am I saying? Roger Clemens, his stats, for some reason, even when he came out of Texas, Roger Clemens was an egomaniacal fool. And now he's still trying to deny that he did steroids. And what's going to happen? I believe he's going to end up with some jail time again. That's what I think.
They've got to make an example out of someone here to, they're wasting taxpayer time and money on these trials and nothing happens. You got to, if you don't set a precedent, it's just going to happen again. They'll come up with some other drug that's undetectable. It'll just be a cycle. You put some of these guys in jail for a little bit, and they're gonna say, you know what? I don't think that's worth it. You know,
right? Jail time is nothing like losing your freedom to help get everyone to realize what's really at stake. Which, speaking of jail time, let's touch for a second on what occurred with Delmon Young. Can you shed some light on our listeners what went down there, Ken, with Delmon Young?
Apparently he was out at, if I read the article correctly, 3:20 in the morning, which in itself, it's the night after a game, and you have a game the next day, and you're running around New York at 3:20 in the morning, apparently got into a fight with someone outside of a club and started yelling anti-Semitic slurs at him. And he was arrested for racial harassment, or I forgot what the term was, but it was basically, racial slurs. He was arrested for harassment. He
yes.
was suspended by Major League Baseball, and he always was a loose cannon. When he was with Tampa as a rookie, he had a lot of discipline problems. He was suspended at one point in the minor leagues for 50 games for going after an umpire.
I remember that.
He cleaned up his act with the Twins. He was a good soldier with the Twins. He was never in trouble with the Twins. He was kind of quiet, unassuming. I guess, you know, Mauer Morneau got all the publicity, did all the, you know, all the talking. They were the ones people looked at. He kind of flew under the radar. And he was a, you know, good player off the field, you know, behavior-wise. But, I just question what you're doing at 3:20 in the morning when you have a game, you know, the next day. You just got finished playing the game. I think the Tigers just got into New York. They finished up the series and flew into New York, and he's already hitting the bars.
Yeah, I'm surprised he wasn't hanging out with Oz again then.
Yeah. He was looking for Plaxico Burress.
Is Plaxico still a free agent?
Yes. Nobody signed him yet.
Maybe the Giants will. Nuts! No, Plaxico will have to go. He showed that he can come back and catch a couple passes, but you're never going to be Michael Vick, okay? Michael Vick has perpetrated the greatest snow job in all of the world, okay? Because no matter how great his stats are, no matter what happens, no matter how much people forgive him, I personally will not. He will always be a dog beater. Yes, I stepped out there and said that, and I'm not speaking just for me. I think Ken concurs. I think
yeah.
you're right on the, yeah. So there you go. Even Rob was around, he'll tell you the same thing. So that's my thing. I just have to openly say, if they were saying, Jamaica, you're a bumba clod man, why you do such team? No. <he's>, yes, in the spirit of chopping around, there is a possibility that Ken and I will have to talk about switching times. I don't know. I don't know who all's listening tonight. I don't care because we're going to flip-flop. The thing was, we didn't start the show together. I had to come up on the lifeboat. And Ken was throwing a life supporter to the whole proceeding. But why don't we go around the horn a little bit and talk a little bit about each sport, what's really going on. First of all, as far as the PGA, I really don't care. Although you really hate the NBA, I will say one thing that needs to be said. When's the friggin' season going to be over? Because
yeah.
my Chicago Bulls, our star player is out, and I was expecting to win a world championship, so I'd have something to rub in with the Zen Man, but I am not able to do so. So as far as I'm concerned, basketball season is over. Turn the page. I'll even watch women's curling out of Canada about this time.
Or lumberjack competition.
And in big news, Manchester City beat Man U. Exactly. Nobody cares.
Was that a pin or hair drop?
It sounds like a place for... I won't go there. Man U and Man City. Okay. Is that San Francisco? Okay, point well made. All right, let's continue on. And so... Wow. As we're just now beginning to get back in the groove of working together, as we flip-flop around. So here's the thing. John Harbaugh of the Baltimore Ravens, what is your personal opinion on what he had to say concerning the titles being tainted? Do you believe that to be true?
It's been done. It's over with. I don't know why he had to rehash it. I guess they could be if it was true that they were, you know, filming these the practices and having an advantage. If you know what's gonna happen, I guess you could. I mean, I know they had good players and a good team, but if you know what's coming, it makes it a lot easier. And I'm still waiting to see what's going to happen with the Saints, because I talked about it last week real briefly with the Loomis supposedly having a switch under his table in the press box, where he could hit the switch and he could actually listen in. He had the headsets rewired, the communication system. He could hear the opposing team's offensive and defensive coaches. So if the Saints had the ball, he would flip on the defensive coaches, the coordinators, and he would know ahead of time what defense they were looking to come out in, and vice versa. On the defense, they knew what was coming on the offense for the other team.
Yeah, that to me,
that's even worse than filming the practice. Filming the practice is you're getting an advantage because you know what's going to come, but you don't know when. If you know what play is coming, because you can tap into their headset, they get the call. That's even worse.
Yeah, to me that's just terrible, man. I mean, I personally think that if he did it, he should be out of the league forever. But and we've heard these folks try and strongly deny things. I don't know, man. I just think it's scary. I think that if he did it, I will lose all of my faith in the Saints. I mean, they won't even sign Drew Brees, but that would really take the cake for me. It would just, I don't know. I'm really hurt by it all, that all these things are happening with the Saints. So,
yeah, they
tried
to portray, they tried to paint the picture, you know, after Katrina, the Saints came back, you know, Drew Brees. I mean, I guess Brees had nothing to do with any of this, but they try to get like the sympathy thing going with the Saints, and you know how good, you know, this is revitalizing the city. Well, if you're cheating to get your wins, it's not really, you know, between that and the bounty scandal, it's been a black eye for New Orleans football for, you know.
Yeah.
You wonder what kind of the distraction this is all going to be once they do get around to, you know, playing games. They're going to have all it's going to be a mess.
Yeah. I think the whole thing's just going to be ugly. Period. We will see what happens. Definitely will see what happens there. Well, hang on 1 second. I was looking to see if there's going to be any last-minute headlines to discuss, but apparently there is not. So
I can give you an Albert Pujols update. He still hasn't hit a home run. He just grounded out.
Yeah, he's...
I like torture and pain, so I'm still watching the Twins Angel game here on my computer.
Twins and Angels. Yeah. That it's not looking too good for the Twins this year, my friend. I hate to tell you.
No, 6-16, and unless there's a miracle, they're going to lose this game. It's 4-0. I'm getting ready for football season.
Yeah, the Giants, I think they're going to be doing just fine. But I'll tell you what, though, the thing that I really want to happen more than anything is for basketball season to get over with. Yeah. I mean, hockey, yeah. The Blackhawks are out, so, I mean, at least with you have teams in various cities. Me, I'm Chicago all the way.
The Rangers blew that game yesterday. They could have had a nice, you know, two-game lead, and they just couldn't get it done. And the Devils won tonight. We're actually rooting for the Flyers because if the Rangers get by the Caps, they'll play the winner of that series in the final, the conference final. And we haven't lost to the Flyers in 2 years, so I'd rather play them. Because the Devils are a rival. You never know what would happen with them. I don't rather not play them, but I think both series are going to go seven games. Rangers don't score enough to really blow people away. They win close defensive games. Now they just have to win one of these two in Washington. Get it back. Get the home ice back again.
Yeah. Well, you know what, man? I have to interject some big news that we haven't discussed tonight. That is the most important thing that we could share with the listeners about the WWE. And let's pause for a moment to share that. Exactly. Nobody cares. So we didn't discuss it last year. We're not going to discuss it this year. So what's been happening overall, though? What's really on your mind the most? What really caught your ear, mind, sight, and what's in your thoughts about sports from this past week?
I've been getting caught up in the hockey because you know the Rangers are my team. I've been watching that. I've kind of been quickly fading away from baseball, other than my fantasy baseball interests, which actually are doing real well. My team is just killing me. I don't know why I even keep logging onto the damn computer and watching, but I guess I had a combination of happiness with the Rangers advancing and getting into this round, and then they flip on the baseball scores, and that little high is automatically gone. I did get to watch the Ranger game then in Wildwood. And that's the bar was loaded with Flyer people, so it was kind of nice. They were all rooting against the Rangers. It was kind of fun watching us beat Washington down there and everybody rooting against.
Yeah, so.
I actually missed a lot of the draft because I was down at Spring Fling 4, so I didn't see a lot of the draft on TV, but it was a fun weekend down there. A lot of good Trump rock music.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, my friend. We're nearing the end of this particular program, and I'll tell you what's on my mind about sports. No, I'm not going to say I want basketball to be over. I have to tell you that as much as I love baseball, now that I've moved out of Chicago into the state of Pennsylvania, closer to Jersey and all of that stuff, I'll never be a Phillies fan. I will never be an Eagles fan. I will forever hate the Flyers and the Penguins and the Pirates and the Lions and Tigers and Bears on my note. But seriously, though, for some reason, I'm tending to, even as it is now in just May, I want football season to start, and it's only a couple of months away. I really want football season to start, especially since my team, the Chicago Cubs, forever live by the mantra, wait till next year. And once again, wait till next year, because this year there's not anything going on. But I'm really shocked in how much I can't wait until football season starts. What about you, Ken? Is that football season doesn't seem like now we're going to have a full season. Like, there's no labor strife. We see what's going on. It's going to be intriguing to see how Andrew Luck does and RG3 and how some of the running backs
shake. It's going to be about football, not about, you know, how are the negotiations going? Are we going to settle? Okay, maybe we'll miss one preseason game. Maybe we'll have to miss, you know, it's just going to be right into football. No labor mess. No, actually talk and watch and see how these guys are going to do.
Absolutely. I'll tell you how we're going to do. Next week, we don't have a stat boy and none of that stuff here. What we tend to do is just work and get it done. That's the way it is. And once again, we've been able to pull off a show that wasn't flawless, nor did we ever try to make it flawless. But you've been listening to Dreaded Sports Talk, and I can tell you right now, it's been fun. But next week, it's going to be more fun. Why? Because we're going to be here at the same time, hopefully. But until that time comes, this is the captain, and it's 28 minutes after hour, but we're still going to fly out of here a bit earlier because it's quite a job running the ship all the time, and I'm sure Ken from Jersey needs to go and grab himself a sandwich. And the captain just wants to go and catch up on all the good news. But it's been a pleasure again this time, Ken. And as far as I know, we're going to continue coming on as close to 10:30 as possible. And who knows? I don't know how Danny Hoy feels about sports, but maybe even one day we'll have her on. We need a woman's perspective from time to time. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think she would come on. She's in fact, I think I just saw her post on Facebook tonight. She looked like she was at a minor league baseball game tonight. She's kind of in that Pennsylvania, like border Baltimore area. No, she's an Oriole fan. That region, you know, the Orioles, Redskins. I'm sure she would come on.
She and John Friday with that whole area. Oh wow, that would be something.
I was just hanging out with both of them this weekend. John was up here, and Danny had her band, and she was here, and like I said, it was a really good music weekend. Not a good baseball weekend, but a good music weekend.
Absolutely, it sounds as if it was, and we'll talk about that, about Spring Fling, and we hope to have some more good music for you guys uploaded as well for next week. But in the meantime, I want to say thanks for listening, and see you guys next week. I'll leave you with a little bit of Doug Walker music. Next week, we'll catch you at 10:30. Thank you very much for listening.
Good night.
Thank you.